In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, do you know who are the pirates? They, in the past times, used to be some robbers who sailed at the sea and attacked any ship they thought they could plunder, and they take their treasure. And that is the pirates still exist in some coastal areas of Africa. Today's our feast, that of Our Lady of Ransom, originated in the problem of the pirates, when these robbers were making trouble in the Christendom. And it all started when the Muslims, also called the Saracens, who were banished away from Europe and then banished also from the Holy Land through the establishment of Latin Christian kingdom there, found themselves without land and without any place to live. So these Saracens became pirates and scoured the seas to obtain slaves for the African market. They wanted to make their fortune by capturing Christians and sold them to slavery. And it was a very many cruel and sad stories which these robbers caused to become true. Many Christians, both men and women, rich and poor, both children, adults and old people, suddenly they were carried off from the coasts of Christian lands or captured on the high seas by pirates, and they were condemned to live their lives in slavery, in the miseries in Africa or in Middle East. So this outset is the beginning of our story of Our Lady of Ransom, and it started with a particular saint, Saint Peter Nolasco, who was born in France at the end of the 12th century. When Saint Peter Nolasco was 25 years old, he took a vow of chastity, and after making a pilgrimage to Our Lady, he went to Barcelona, Spain, where he began to practice various works of charity. He never became a priest, but he wanted to be a spiritual warrior of Our Lady, who was dedicating his life to help the captive Christians, either in the bondage of slavery or in the bondages of sin. So Saint Peter Nolasco thought of an idea of establishing a specific order for the redemption of captives seized by the Muslim pirates on the seas and in Spain itself. These Christians who were carried to African prisons were oftentimes forced to give up their faith or threatened with death if they would not convert to false religion. So Saint Peter Nolasco spoke with the king of Spain named James I, and the king had already high regards to Saint Peter, and eventually all the Christians of Europe and above all Spain were praying a great deal to obtain from God special remedy for the great evil which had fallen to them on account of pirates. And the prayers of these Christians were soon answered. On the night of August the 1st in 1218, Blessed Virgin appeared to Saint Peter Nolasco and to two other people, including the king, and through these three servants of God, it was established a work of the most perfect charity, the redemption of captive slaves. On that night, while the church was celebrating the feast of Saint Peter in chains, the Virgin Mary came from heaven and appeared first to Saint Peter, saying that she indeed wanted the establishment of a religious order bearing the name of Her Mercy. Its members would undertake to deliver Christian captives and slaves and offer themselves, if necessary, as a ransom. A ransom is something you pay in order to get somebody delivered, liberated into freedom. And these order members of St. Peter Nolasco truly were ready to make any possible ransom so that poor and suffering Christians might be set free. Word of this miracle soon spread over the entire kingdom, and the order which was established in Spain was later approved by the Pope under the name of Our Lady of Mercy. And this order spread rapidly throughout Europe, and its growth was increased as the charity and piety of its members was taken into notice. The members of this order of Our Lady of Mercy often followed her directives to give themselves up as a ransom to voluntary slavery when necessary to aid the good work and to redeem as many prisoners as possible. Dear children, St. Peter Nolasco and his knights were not priests, and yet they considered that the salvation of their neighbor was entrusted to them. So we too can, by good counsel and by prayer, but above all by holy example, assist the salvation of our brothers and thereby secure our own. So remember, children, when you show yourself a truly and worthy follower of Jesus, that is, you always show a good behavior, good example, humility and obedience, and you pray for the sinners of the world, you too can become the mercenary of the order of Our Lady of Mercy, always showing kindness and charity to others who, because your Lord Jesus has shown so much mercy and greatness to you as well. There are lots and lots of sin in this world today, which is a truly sort of terrible slavery. But the more we Christians who want to follow Jesus and Our Lady, the more we dedicate ourselves first to show good and humble example ourselves, and then to pray for these poor sinners, the more God's kingdom on earth will grow, and more people will be won over to follow Jesus as well. And in this way, you truly become the liberator from sin by praying so hard to our dear Jesus that he would set from captive as many sinners as possible. And you also become mercenaries of Our Lady by showing that even in this sinful-filled world, there is still lots and lots of room for kindness, charity, and mercy. May God bless you. In the